Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Saint André Bessette, called Brother André, and since his canonization, Saint André of Montreal, is the first saint from Canada, the greatest devotee of Saint Joseph, the one who has built the great basilica or oratory of Saint Joseph in Montreal in honor of the saint, which has the largest dome in the world after the Vatican Church. His life is a source of supernatural light for our dormant or perhaps dull faith that believes little in the supernatural. He was regarded by many as a crazy charlatan, but the cures were clear evidence of the efficacy of his methods. May his faith and his life, dedicated to God and to others, be a blast of light and love so our faith ignites and we can shout to the whole world, God exists and there are still miracles. He advised that when there were legal problems, send a St. Joseph medal to the opposing party's attorneys or to the judge. He advised a traveling salesman to have a St. Joseph medal in his hand when he went to visit his clients. St. André Bessette used to carry in his pocket a little image of St. Joseph and laughing said that he had St. Joseph in his pocket. Sister LeBlanc used to say, when I asked him for certain temporal things, St. André Bessette said to me, such a thing is difficult to achieve, but take a St. Joseph medal in your hand when you go to deal with those people, and if possible, send those people a St. Joseph medal in advance. Felipe Erard declared, in a flood, my store was destroyed. Brother André told me, scolding me, you have had little faith. You should have thrown a St. Joseph medal into the waters as they approached, and you would have been saved. So many were saved by his prayers and penances that the devil, with God's permission, made him feel the devil's despair. Domingo Cormier says, Brother André revealed to me one day that the demon appeared to him in the form of a man and threw him out of bed. He told me that he had seen the devil next to him and that the devil had persecuted him. He told me about this about 2 years before his death. Mr. Pichette states, when the presbytery was being enlarged, I went with Brother André to pray in the crypt. When we returned, we passed by a place where the entire old floor had been built. Brother André explained to me how it should be transformed. Our backs were leaning against the wall. Then Brother André said, how good is God? He had not finished saying that phrase when he jumped over a hole that was next to us and fell to the other side of the room, hitting his forehead against the floor and with his legs up in the air dangling. The jump had been about 4 meters or 13 feet. He had jumped without any impulse. The blow had raised a lump on his forehead. He ran his hand over the lump on his forehead and it disappeared. He had hurt his legs too. The following year, I went to the oratory and Brother André lent me the key to his room. I had looked at some books waiting for him to arrive. He showed me a book about the life of Sister Marie Martha Chambon that he had opened to a certain page. In the afternoon, I returned to his room, took that book, and on the indicated page, I read that the devil was transporting that sister and making her suffer. Then I understood that the brother's jump from last year was due to the devil. At least 3 or 4 times when I went to sleep in his room, I heard noises under the little chapel. One night, the noise was louder. I was scared and woke up Brother André, who told me it was nothing, and I didn't wake him up anymore. 4 years before his death, Brother André had come to my house to rest from his ailments. One night, he rang the bell to call me, and he told me that he was ill, that he did not know if he had had a dream or it was reality, but that the devil was next to him and was trying to drown him. I think that he had not been able to sleep, and he asked me for a medal of St. Joseph and that I rub him with the medal. One day, a priest came to the oratory who wanted to see Brother André. Father Clemente told him that Brother André was alone, in the room above the little chapel. The priest went to his room and was surprised to hear noises in his room, like 2 people fighting and talking. He returned and told Father Clemente, who assured him that the brother was alone. They both went to see and heard the same noises. The brother's voice could be heard saying, leave me, go, go. Then they knocked on the door, entered, and did not see anyone but Brother André alone. Antonio Valente says, Saint André Bessette told me that when he had his room in the little mountain chapel, several times he had to fight the devil at night. The demon was coming and he heard the noises of chains, but he was not afraid and he had fought with the devil hand to hand. When Saint André Bessette went on a trip to the United States once or twice a year, taking the opportunity to visit his relatives, he carried thousands of St. Joseph medals to distribute to the sick who visited him. Mr. Gadbois states, "One day I told Brother André about my difficulties in my business. He told me, 'Take a paper and write, Good St. Joseph, do for me what you would do if you were on earth in my place. I have a large family and a difficult business to manage. Listen to me.' Then he recommended leaving the paper at the bottom of the image of St. Joseph, and everything was solved." Saint André Bessette himself used to write his intentions on some papers and place them under the image of Saint Joseph. He advised this to Sister Leroyer. He also liked to do processions with the image of Saint Joseph and commissioned Mr. Barcelo to organize them. Regarding this, Father Oseas Coderi says, "I remember that in a case of an epidemic in the Saint Lawrence School, the religious consulted Saint André Bessette, and he recommended making a procession with the image of St. Joseph through all the rooms and places of the school, praying. The next day, the epidemic decreased markedly, and within 2 days, it had disappeared. The same thing happened in the school of Our Lady. Brother André came to pray with us. We carried an image of St. Joseph in a procession, praying the rosary, and the epidemic disappeared." Another thing he recommended was doing Triduum or Novenas in honor of St. Joseph. But above all, he considered that the first requirement to obtain favors from God was to be in a state of grace. For this reason, he highly recommended prayer, confession, communion, and devotion to St. Joseph as a remedy to receive health in the body. He suggested saying easy prayers like, "St. Joseph, pray for me as you would have prayed if you had been in my place and with my problems." He always advised the sick to rub a St. Joseph medal on their clothes, on the part of their bodies that was ill, and St. André Bessette himself also rubbed them sometimes. He also recommended using the oil of St. Joseph that had burned before the image of St. Joseph and rubbing it on the parts of the body that were ill. When the sick were cured, Brother André would ask for the crutches or other devices they had used to leave them in the chapel as reminders of the powerful intercession of St. Joseph and as encouragement to foster the faith of others. Father Cosseneau reports that on the occasion of the canonical visit to the oratory of the provincial father, Father George Dion ordered that all crutches and orthopedic devices be removed from the chapel. Saint André Bessette expressed to Father Allery his sorrow for this prohibition. Then Saint André Bessette went to see the provincial father, and then the crutches and orthopedic devices were replaced in the same place that they were before. For Brother André, crutches and braces were a manifestation of St. Joseph's power of intercession and helped spread his devotion. St. André Bessette considered himself St. Joseph's little dog, and he said, "To Jesus through Mary and Joseph." We usually say, "To Jesus through Mary." He completed it with St. Joseph so that the Holy Family was always united. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.